Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast, and today we will be talking about literally the whole standings around the whole NBA and what's been surprising me and what hasn't been. So let's get right smack dab into it. First, let us talk about the Houston Rockets. They have not been playing how they were supposed to. Last year they were the one seed and almost beat the Warriors. I'm a Rockets fan personally, but they have been terrible this year, starting off at an even record right now. At this time, the thing I've been most surprised about is that they're doing this bad, even though Clint Capela, the center, he's having the best year of his career. He may even be an all-star this year. And James Harden's still averaging 30 a game. I don't know if it's Chris Paul's fault or just the bench, depth of the bench, but it's really surprising me of how they're doing right now. Chris Paul is only averaging 16 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds a game, but still, that should be enough. It's only literally 1 or 2 points down from his old self. 1 assist higher, actually, and a few rebounds lower. But I think it's not that. I just think it's the chemistry of that team and how they're playing. I think they might need to change their play style just so they can do good. That might not help, but might as well give it a shot because the way they're playing right now, definitely not a contender. On to Kawhi Leonard. When Kawhi got traded from the Spurs to the Raptors, at first I thought, what is the Raptors doing? What are they doing? They're trading away one of their most loyal players ever to play for that organization. And DeMar DeRozan, all-star, superstar, MVP candidate, if we have to go that far, to trade for a guy who hasn't played in a whole year, who's not trustworthy, and might as well just throw him back to free agency because he is not playing. He's not going to sign back this year. But that's what I said back then. Now, I think this is the best trade someone has ever gotten. They got a player like DeMar DeRozan, maybe MVP candidate, to Kawhi Leonard, who is going to be an MVP someday, I think. What surprises me the most that their team has not took a step down. Their chemistry has still been that high. So they're top of the East right now with Giannis. And that brings me to my next point. This is Giannis' year for MVP. His team is getting carried by him. He is the MVP this year, most likely. But right now, his team is on the top 3 seed. I think they're second or first right now. In the whole Eastern Conference, that's just brutal because their second player is Chris Middleton. No offense to Chris Middleton, but no one thinks he's an all-star, which isn't bad because he's still averaging in the mid-20s a game for points per game. He might make the all-star team this year. I think he's one of the most underrated players right now. But if people have to ask me this question, are they a contender? I would say yes and no. I think they could get out of the Eastern Conference alive and play the Warriors, or maybe LeBron if he does LeBron things. But it would be hard. It really would. I think they would take the Celtics or the Raptors or the 76ers, whoever's on there, to maybe 6-7 games, and they would either win or lose. Either or. And then if they play the Warriors, they're losing in 5 games. And if they play the Rockets 7-game series, either team might win. If they play LeBron, it'll be 7 games or 4 games, depending on LeBron plays. They're going to win either way. But Giannis is stepping up as a player. On to Kemba Walker. Yeah, you heard me right. We're talking about Kemba Walker on this. He is, I think, 10th right now in the MVP race, and he's averaging 26, 27 points a game and drops maybe 40 twice, two games straight. And he dropped, I think it was 50, and they still lost. That's just how bad the Charlotte Hornets organization is right now. They have a superstar in Kemba Walker, and yet they're letting the whole team down with a guy named Nicholas Batum with the $20 million contract. And the rest of their team is just complete not good. This just makes me mad that they're wasting a quality, very, very good superstar in Kemba Walker to waste with their terrible organization. I think they should just plan out trade him with his trade stock that high. Otherwise, he's just going to leave himself. Like, come on. What are you doing, Charlotte? Drama in Oakland now. Kevin Durant, Draymond Green drama. What does this mean for the Warriors? Well, it meant a losing streak for a while. But then, now, and this might mean something worse in the long run. That's right, you heard me right. The long run. Kevin Durant, free agent this summer. Unrestricted. He might leave the team just partially because of that. But this has definitely affected their record overall. They have the Clippers right next to them still. This is not the Warriors team we know. If Boogie Cousins comes back, they're still going to win the championship. But he's supposed to come back after Christmas. Anyway, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Jama, it's just surprising to me. Because that team has won 2 championships together. And yet they're still having problems. It just surprises me of how unchemistric, or whatever you want to say, it is in Oakland, even though they're winning so many championships. It just doesn't make sense. And that is it for as of December 18th, 2018. That is all from the NBA right now. Thanks for listening, and see ya next week.